You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's time to line them up. Opening lines, line moves, and how money is moving the sports betting market. Line them up with Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio. Get ready to place your bets.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network. Joe Giglio, Cody Decker. Cody, it's one of my favorite times of the day every day when we line them up on the show. And we got a good slate of Major League Baseball today coming up in just a little bit here. Rami Makhlouf, 12:50 out in Milwaukee, will join us. We'll get back into the NBA Finals conversation with the Bucks, one win away from a title. But boy, you look at the slate for today, Cody, there's a lot of good games, series, pitchers. We could get into a lot of different angles. But I'm already, and I'm an East Coast guy, so this it knocks me out for a week. But I will be up watching the Giants and the Dodgers tonight. I love the NL West battle. We hit on it earlier. Tonight you have Kevin Gausman pitching, which is interesting because he wasn't supposed to go this early in the series. I think he had some sort of family issue coming out of the break, so he didn't pitch that series. The Giants just played against the St. Louis Cardinals, so he'll pitch tonight in this one. And I believe, at least Gabe Kapler, the manager yesterday, said it sounds like Posey's coming off the IL tonight too. So the stars will be back, at least some of them, for this matchup, for this series. And really, this is a four-game series. This is a really big one as you kind of line up the NL West here, Cody. These two teams, I'm curious your thoughts, but I think the West will come down to the Giants and the Dodgers. I think the one will get the division and the other will play San Diego in the wild card. I don't think San Diego is going to win this division. I think it's Giants or Dodgers to win the NL West.
See, I have a very similar thought as you, but I have Dodgers and Padres battling out to win out that West, and that the Giants will get one of those wild card spots. The Giants have played above and beyond where everyone expected them to be, except for me, of course. I was the only one that was saying, do not sleep on this team. For the love of God, don't do it. And everybody slept on the team, and now look at that. They're absolutely real. The Giants, you know, they got their horse on the mound in Gausman tonight, and last night was a huge win for the Giants in that they lost yesterday, but the Dodgers didn't win. So they're going into this game a game up on the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium, which is a no small thing. Dodgers got Tony Gonsolin on the mound. Not exactly their ace, to say the least, but a very solid pitcher. This game is in Los Angeles. I am a little surprised that the Dodgers are favored on the money line, though. I was expecting the Giants to be a little bit more favored, mainly because of the starting pitching. However, I do got the Dodgers tonight. I got the Dodgers winning this series. I think they're going to go 3-1 this series, and the Dodgers will be your new first-place team by the end of the weekend.
Yeah, this could be a series that flips things. It's funny. You know, the Dodgers have had success against the Giants, but there was a series earlier this year where the Giants went in there and won 3 out of 4, and that was kind of the moment I was like, man, the Giants aren't going away. You said you were on them. It's crazy, Cody. I got them before the season at over-under. I took over 75 wins. They're approaching 60. It's July. Like, I don't know if there's been any team in baseball. Maybe those Orioles teams, when they started getting good with Buck Showalter, that kind of totally just were, you know, on a different level than anyone in the betting market thought before the season. Like, I remember those Orioles teams. They were like 65, 70, and then boom, they won 90 games out of nowhere. This kind of reminds me of that. And now, are you at the point now where it's probably foolish thing the Giants are going away? Like, you know, we're almost at the trade deadline. They're in first place. I don't think they're going away.
I don't think they're going away. If anything, they're going to get better because you know they're going to bolster that roster. They're going to get possibly another bat in there, and you know they're hunting arms. I think Kimbrel is going to be a massive trade target for them.
Yeah. Oh, I think that makes a lot of sense because they have a good bullpen, but there's no like swing and miss guy at the end. You know, it's Rogers, it's McGee, good pitchers, but they could definitely lose another. So it's Gausman and Gosselin tonight. Cody mentioned it. Dodgers right now with points bet minus 124 on the money line. The Giants, you're getting plus money with Gausman, plus 116. Cody, let's jump to another game out west later tonight. The Los Angeles Angels, the Oakland Athletics, Shohei Ohtani on the mound. It is must-watch TV. So he hit his 34th home run yesterday. Mm-hmm. And now he takes the mound tonight. This is interesting, too, with the line. So the Angels, you know, we know the A's are a better team, but the Angels with Ohtani have the pitching advantage. They are +100. You can get even money on the Angels tonight, -109 with Oakland. So a slight favorite with the A's. Cole Irvin on the mound. He's been a good story for them. But look, the Angels have been really good against left-handed pitching. They hit better against lefties. Ohtani on the mound. I like the Angels tonight, you know, at even money.
I like the A's tonight, and here's why. It's not because of, it's not necessarily because of Ohtani. It's because I don't think Ohtani has enough to go deeper into games, and that Angels bullpen is just terrible. However, that first five innings, I would take that prop bet where the Angels, but I do think for those last four innings, I think the A's are going to just be too much for the Angels to handle.
So how would you handicap these strikeouts? You mentioned you didn't think Ohtani has enough to go deep in the game. Over-under for his strikeouts tonight, 6.5, Cody. What do you think of that one?
Because it's a tough line because I expect him to only go about five innings, and we're talking about it averaging at least one strikeout an inning. This is a guy that can strike out the side every single inning based on his speed. It's just a matter of whether or not he wants to go to his secondary pitches because he's a very good two-pitch mix pitcher. He is not a good three-to-four-pitch mix pitcher, which is why I think Ohtani eventually will be a reliever for the Angels. That being said, I'm going to take the under. I don't think he's going to get past six strikeouts tonight.
Yeah, that makes sense. And the A's are a good offense, and they could put the ball in play. They're not one of baseball's, you know, worst strikeout teams. A series I'm looking at tonight, Cody, that starts, I guess this is still up in Buffalo. The Blue Jays got the green light to go back to Toronto, which just an aside, this weekend I met a woman who, she's from Canada, where she lives in Canada, but she got to come home to the United States for the first time, Cody, in 18 months. She wasn't allowed out of the country. And of course, my mind, because this is what we do, I thought about the Blue Jays. I'm like, oh yeah, I guess the restrictions are changing because they're letting the Blue Jays in about a week go back to Canada, which it's that team. I'm so impressed by Toronto. Like they're vagabonds, right? For a year, they've been in Buffalo, Dunedin. Those guys haven't been home in over a year. And yet they're in this thing. They're in this race. They hit anywhere they play. This series is a fun one. So tonight it is Pivetta for the Red Sox, Ross Stripling for the Blue Jays. Cody, my first thought is we're going to see some runs on the board here in this series.
Yes, we are. First things first, the over-under is 10.5. You got to take the over. Both teams are going to swing it big time tonight. However, I actually am in an underdog type mood. I think that the Blue Jays are going to take this game. They are swinging the bats way too good right now. And I think they're going to take advantage of a team like the Red Sox that just dropped two in the Bronx in a row.
I don't know how you pitch this Blue Jays lineup. They are so deep. They have power at every single spot. Cody, they remind me offensively. Remember like 5 years ago, 6 years ago when the Astros started to emerge and you were like, man, if they get some pitching, that team's going to win the World Series. And obviously, eventually they did. That's what the Blue Jays remind me of. And they have Robbie Ray, who again, another good start yesterday. Mm-hmm. They have Ryu, so there's some good pitching. But if they get one more arm, maybe one more in the bullpen, one more in the rotation, they would scare the heck out of me in October.
They scare the hell out of me right now. You mentioned the team they remind you of. You know what they remind me of? They remind me of 5 years ago with John Gibbons, that Blue Jays team that was extremely powerful. The only difference is this team's 10 years younger than that team.
Right. That team was all those veterans, Donaldson and Jose Bautista. Yeah. So they're and you look at the standings right now. They're pretty far back in terms of the American League East. Like it's still probably a long shot that they could catch up here. They come in today, what? Six games out, but I mean, they're only four back in the loss column to the Red Sox. If the Blue Jays have a good week, it's not crazy that we start thinking about, you know, them as potentially an underdog to make a run in the AL East.
It's not. It really isn't. And this is a team that just can hit. 1 through 9, there's not a single gap in there. That's what's really scary. They got lefty power. They got righty power. They got guys that get on base. They got guys that can run. This team has too many ways to beat you, but you hit the nail on the head when it comes to pitching. They need another starting arm. And quite frankly, they can use another relief arm. That's why Craig Kimbrel right now is such a hot commodity, because there's not a single team right now that is contending that doesn't need him.
The Kimbrel thing reminds me of the year the Cubs won when Andrew Miller and Aroldis Chapman got traded off the Yankees. And it was like every contending team wanted those guys because it's a difference maker when you get to October. So will we keeping our eye on that? Another series I wanted to bring up with you, and really just a game tonight, because both these teams are really interesting. One is going the wrong way. One is kind of still in the mix. The Mets going to the Reds tonight. It's a hitter's park in Cincinnati. Jared Eichhoff on the mound for the Mets. He's only in there because they've had so many injuries, including DeGrom now. Cody back on the injured list for what, the third time this season? He's had so many different little things derailing an amazing season. But the Mets are struggling now. Lindor to the IL. The NL East is open. They had a bad series in Pittsburgh. They got lucky yesterday to win that game. And then you have the Reds here, who are quietly the one NL team not in playoff position. You're like, are they in this thing? I guess they are. This feels like a game tonight where we could get some runs. It's Gutierrez on the mound and Jared Eichhoff on the other side.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think we're going to get a lot of runs on the mound. And what it comes down to it, this is a team where the Mets should win this game. They should. But like you just mentioned, they lost Lindor. They're throwing up Eichhoff. It's not exactly an ideal situation. However, on the flip side, the Reds aren't throwing out Castellanos. He's still banged up from getting hit on the wrist the other day. So this is a fairly evenly matched up game. However, I'm just going to give the advantage to the Cincinnati Reds. It's in Cincinnati. And quite frankly, the Mets offense has just been that bad. And the fact that they don't have enough pitching right now that they have to throw out Eichhoff, I'm sincerely worried about the New York Mets.
So let's hit for a second here on DeGrom. How worried would you be about Jacob DeGrom? It feels like something's going on here. It has been for months. And they keep just pretending it's okay. But when a pitcher has this many little issues, shoulder, back, forearm, it makes you think something's worse. And I have to believe them, Cody. They're doing the MRIs. They're not seeing anything structurally wrong. But what is going on? Because we're watching one of the great seasons ever, yet it keeps getting interrupted by these little injuries.
You know what it is what he's been doing this year. I don't know what he did in the offseason to improve. And by the way, when I say improve, I mean get his metrics and biometric numbers to a place that no other starting pitcher in the history of the game has gotten to. So he's pushing the actual dynamics of human ability in baseball. When that happens, however, your body is not necessarily made to throw consistently over a course of 7-inning games. You know, and when I say 7-inning games, that's a good start for a pitcher. You know, the majority of starts go 4 to 7 innings. This is a guy who's sitting 101 that entire time. We only see that out of closers and only a couple of closers ever. We're talking Chapman's and the Troy Percivals of the world. This guy is a guy who's going out there doing it for 90 to 110 pitches. That is scary. So to see that these lingering injuries, and it's not just the lingering injuries that scares me, it's the amount of contactless injuries he's getting too. So when an oblique goes, that's a lingering injury that can continue no matter what you do. Do you know what it's like to go to the bathroom when you have an oblique injury? You sit down on a toilet and you accidentally push yourself into an injury that lasts an extra week just by sneezing or going to the bathroom. So this is something that is very much a concern. He's been my pick for the Cy Young. He's been my pick for the MVP. And I've always been adamant that I don't like pitchers getting an MVP award. That being said, he's been the MVP this season. That's how crazy good he's been. But if he doesn't find himself back on the field again, we're going to start looking at other MVP candidates.
Yeah, and personally, Cody, I took him at 5,000-1 before the season to win the MVP. So I'm sitting on that, plus 5,000 to win MVP. So I'm sitting on that the entire season, and every time one of these props up and he misses a start, you know what I see? I see it slipping away. Because when pitchers win the MVP, they have to be so much better. And right now it feels like Acuña out. It feels like, you know, obviously DeGrom back to the IL. If Tatis is going to win the MVP, like if I had to pick right now because of DeGrom's injury issues, I think Tatis is going to win it. And I'm going to be sitting there looking at my guy with a one ERA. And I'm like, I should have won this thing, but he didn't pitch enough innings.
You're not going to like this sentence right now. I'm starting to think that DeGrom is going to lingeringly injury away himself out of the MVP candidacy because he's already going to miss his two next starts, which hurts not just him in his attempt to get this, but even more importantly than that, this is going to be devastating for the Mets. Very devastating for the Mets. They're in a position right now where other teams are starting to catch them in that very anemic NL East. And if they are without their guy, that's a problem. Luckily, they've had other guys step up, like McGill has been pitching gems since he's been up. But I'm very, very scared that we're going to be without DeGrom going forward. I mean, for the rest of the season.
So all things considered, how would you bet the NL East right now? Mets minus 175. Braves and Phillies plus 450. Nats plus 850, Marlins plus 4,000.
Here's the thing. These odds right now are going to change in the matter of days after the trade deadline happens. So right now, I'm betting that there's no way the Mets don't make moves. So I think of those bets, your safest bet, if you can call it that, is the New York Mets. But I also think that the Phillies are going to make moves too. So really, to me, this is a real two-team race at the end of the day. However, you never know because there's that much underwhelming parity in that division.
Yeah, we don't know. I think the smartest bet right now is the Phillies at plus 450. And I'm saying that, Cody, about a team that's blown 23 saves this year. That tells you everything you need to know about the NL East. It has been so up and down. We got a great baseball card today, including a doubleheader with the Chicago White Sox and the Twins. Quickly here, Lance Lynn. First five innings, he's almost a lock for those against a bad Twins team. I love first five Lance Lynn today.
I absolutely love first five Lance Lynn, not to mention that. I love the White Sox in both games, and I also love – I honestly think Lance Lynn will be going the distance today in game one.
Listen, they have to rip the ball out of his hand. That guy just never wants to come out of a game. I love that about him. On the other side, let's talk some football here. Average Joes, the middle of the pack quarterbacks. Who will go under? Who will go over? Their passing totals. We'll give you our best bets. Joe Giglio, Cody Decker. This is BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.